News that's just coming into us. President Barack Obama has asked Congress to formally authorize the use of military force against Islamic State militants. With us now, our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, hello to you. Just tell us what it is that President Obama has authorized here.
Well, what he's seeking here, Susie, is congressional backing for what he says is going to be at least a three-year battle against Islamic State. Now, up until now, of course, the United States has been engaged in what the president refers to as a broad coalition battling Islamic State, but he's been doing that without congressional support, without explicit congressional authorization. Now, partly because politically he wants to challenge the Republicans formally to give him their backing, and also partly because members of Congress say, look, if you're going to engage in a protracted struggle against Islamic State, the War Powers Act really requires you to come to Congress to secure authorization and the funding necessary to engage in this kind of military battle. He has decided to go to Congress and seek that kind of approval. Were he to get it, this would be the first time since 2002 that Congress has permitted a president to use force. Last time around was George W. Bush with his decision to invade Iraq. This is obviously a dramatic move. It was telegraphed in the State of the Union address a few weeks ago here, but it really indicates that President Obama does not believe the battle against Islamic State is going to be wrapped up by the time he leaves office in January 2017.
But Simon, what sort of deployment is being talked about here? Now, President Obama saying he's not ruling out deploying combat troops if the Pentagon recommends it. But is this a large-scale, boots-on-the-ground operation?
Well, I mean, that is going to be, I think, the real issue that the administration gets questioned about by Republicans in Congress and also by the media, because this letter that has been sent to lawmakers says that the move, the authorization, would not permit what is described as the enduring use of offensive combat troops in Iraq and Syria. But that, of course, opens the door to anything that could be defined as less than enduring. And it seems apparent that the Obama administration, again, having signaled in the past that under certain circumstances it might want to use combat troops on the ground, is very much keeping the door open to that possibility as part of this request for support from Congress. That, of course, historically is an extraordinary move for Barack Obama to take, given that this is the man who has pledged to be the president who ended two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, rather than becoming the president who wants to reignite a war. And so the stage is set here rhetorically, I think, for all sorts of discussions about the president's strategy in trying to defeat Islamic State, whether it has been adequately thought through, and whether it can, in fact, be achieved without the use of U.S. boots on the ground in a combat mode.
Thank you very much for the update. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, there.